Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 27th of February, recording at 9:12 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first the highlights. The day belonged to the bulls. Stock markets are pretty well all up, although just looking at the Bloomberg screen, I see Canada and Mexico are down a little bit, but most stock markets up on the day. And in terms of bonds, a little softening in here today. Not in the JGBs, though, which were hit hard on Friday, but they firmed up a little bit here today. Nevertheless, bearish pattern overall. And in currencies, we've seen well, it's basically steady dollar, except against the yen. Oil, that was down $2 in here today. Okay, let's get back to this stock market cycle. As I say, the day belonged to the bulls. And overall, I've got to repeat this point that all of the major indices are still in upward trends, and they continue to reconfirm those trends, although not always with a great deal of gusto. For instance, today the S&P nudged up to a new high ground but couldn't quite hold it. But nevertheless, it's still on the higher side of its range. Most of the European indices continue to edge higher. Some of the leading ones on the upside, Spain, for instance, beginning to look a little bit overextended, or starting to become overextended once again. But we clearly will need to see some major downward dynamics and or overall loss of momentum and rollover to seriously question these upward trends. And that hasn't happened yet. That's the bottom line. So markets, stock markets are reconfirming on the upside far more often than not. And bottom line, no serious deterioration in the major indices. So that's the bull point, and it is driven by liquidity, and we also do not have a headwind from oil. That's one of the possible scare areas here. The global stock market rally is nearly 3 years old, and that's long in the tooth without a medium-term correction. So I don't take anything for granted up here, but let's put it this way, a deterioration is for the bears to prove, and they're not proving it in here today. Things can change fairly quickly, but we should see that when clear evidence of deterioration occurs. Meanwhile, I would expect these markets to move somewhat higher in here. Remember that seasonal period there, you get into late March, April, and it would be, well, more often than not, you start to see stock market deterioration. But I'm not going to assume that will be the case. I will require evidence of that, and we don't have it yet. In terms of the government bonds, I'm interested in shorting the JGBs. They were hit hard on Friday. They rallied today, as I mentioned. And I just want to see how they look tomorrow. If they get further follow-through rally, then I might hold off for a few days, but I'm probably going to short them fairly soon. In other markets in here, currencies. Now, I have mentioned that the dollar was still relatively steady, albeit range-bound on the U.S. dollar index. But interest rate factors still favor the greenback because we have more scope for further hikes in the United States than anywhere else at the moment. So that remains a major prop for the U.S. dollar. Now, it has deteriorated ever since the Bank of Japan governor said that they were definitely moving away from the zero interest rate policy at some point this year. So that's given the yen a two-day rally, although I noticed against the greenback it couldn't really hold most of its gains. Held about half the gains overall. But we're right around the, well, we're exactly at the 116.23 level. That's yen to the US dollar. And what would be required here to indicate a clearly stronger yen would be for it to break the January low, and we really need to see it get down to around the 113 yen level to do that. So clearly break that January low to change the overall ranging pattern. So there's not a whole heck of a lot going on here in these currencies right now. But again, bottom line, the dollar's a bit steady against most, and it remains to be seen whether the yen can extend this two-day rally caused by the BOJ announcement. I have my doubts. In precious metals, they had a good day on Friday, but in these nervous market conditions that we see, or these uncertain market conditions, if nervous sounds like I'm overstating it, we saw some retracement of those gains in here today, particularly by silver, which had a very strong day, but it's pulled back. It didn't give up all of Friday's days, all of Friday's gains. But gold gave up about not quite half of Friday's gains overall. So still in ranging patterns here overall. I'm a big bull for the long term, as you know, but here I've got a very small. I have very small long positions, tiny in silver and a little bit bigger in gold, and I'm just not tempted to increase these any further in here. This is an environment where I suspect it may be easier to lose money than make money. Thus my low profile, although it's not such a low profile in natural gas, which is testing the nerves here again. Looked at those lows. And isn't that we've seen this month, and is not all that far off them. So that elusive upward dynamic is still very much required to trigger some of the stops that no doubt are protecting short positions. I suspect that will come sooner rather than later, but until we see it, we don't have any evidence of the technical rally. And what else to mention here? I mentioned that crude had come down a couple of dollars, having rallied a couple of dollars on Friday. It's pretty much the story for a lot of these markets, isn't it? A few days on the upside, a few days on the downside. Stock market's doing best overall. Some pretty decent moves by a few of the markets today. We had a major breakout in Singapore today. And that's quite a good signal. Hong Kong, not a strong signal, but pushing up to a new high. India, very close to its all-time highs. The Thai market that had a good day in here today, and that's following the election, the announcement of the general election, but political problems do remain there. Aberdeen New Thai just had a terrific performance in here again today. Let me just put that up. You can see that, of course, in the chart library, but that was another new high here, up 375 at 157 and a half. Great chart pattern and low valuations in this market. I know I mentioned this last week, and I don't want to be chasing it up in here, but it just looks like a solid hold to me on those valuations and given this chart pattern overall. And I think that's mostly it, folks. So, more tomorrow. All the best.